For the Massachusetts perspective on the State of the Union speech last night, we're joined by Massachusetts Congresswoman Lori Trahan. Good morning, Congresswoman, and thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So this was your first State of the Union as a member of Congress. I'm wondering what your main takeaway was from it last night.
Well, my main takeaway was that we can do better. I think there was a lot of talk of cooperation across the aisle. But yet many of the things that were brought up were, you know, issues that either I'm not hearing about in my district, aren't issues that are really resonating with folks, or their areas that, we're not finding common ground. Well, there were things mentioned with infrastructure and prescription drugs that I'm really excited to get to work on. It was just this tension between those issues, and then things that weren't even brought up at all. There was no mention of the environment and climate change and student debt. So I think that there was, it felt more like a campaign speech than a State of Our Union and opportunities for us to work together this year.
About the speech, you have said that the president led with fear instead of trying to unite the country with hope. What was missing?
I just think solutions are missing. We, for the last 18 months, we've been listening to victory lap after victory lap on an economy that's, primarily benefiting the top and not the people in the district I represent, nor families like the one I grew up in. And so there's no recognition right now or acknowledgement that there are people who are anxious. They're trying to figure out how they're going to pay for their prescription drugs, how they're going to tackle rising healthcare costs or the kids' college tuition. And, all that's happening. Wages have remained stagnant for decades. And I just think we have to confront those issues. That's what's causing anxiety in this country. That's what's causing this income inequality gap and this divide. And there's just no plan to confront that.
In the speech last night, President Trump asked Congress to pass a ban on late-term abortion. Almost every Democratic woman sat, no applause, did not applaud, including you, from what I could see on the TV. What were you thinking when you heard the president say that?
I was thinking that the reason why I ran for Congress was because I felt that feeling of assault by him and this administration, and that those rollbacks on our rights are not going to happen on my watch. And I think what gave me comfort in that moment was that I was joined by so many other women wearing white who were having the exact same feeling. The reason why we're there is so that we're protecting our reproductive rights, that we're protecting women's access to contraception, so that we're fighting for affordable daycare and paid leave and equal pay for equal work, all the things that women need to stay in the workforce. So, I heard it loud and clear, and then at the same time realized that's exactly why I'm here, and we have a lot of work to do. The women who are sitting in white have a lot of work to do.
One last quick question, if I might. He called for unity last night. Did you feel any unity at all?
I look for unity. I really do. I don't feel like unity is a muscle that this president has.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Lori Trahan, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much.